We're back. You know, it's been, I don't know, where the time goes, I don't know. It seems like, you know, weeks are days and months are like a week. It goes by so fast. We're already in the middle of June. Summer's hitting us.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. We got more Battersby here tonight, as always, and we have an insanely great show. We have Judge Susan Hubbard, who is a Wayne County Circuit Court judge, but she's making a big move. She's making a move to get onto the probate bench, and I think that's going to be interesting. I think it's
very,
you know, yeah, yeah. From what I see here, she's got a lot to say, so that's going to be interesting. And we got Judge Hubbard coming on as well. I'm really looking forward to that. Mike Bouchard and his son coming on. Big fans. His son running for Congress. I'm really excited about that. Do you know the Bouchards?
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've been big fans for a long time, good friends. And the son, I think he's going to be our next congressman. I really do.
All right, bold prediction.
Yeah, it is. I got a couple of predictions. We'll put them out tonight. We'll be right back just after this. We're back. I don't know what's going on with the switch, but do I have to press it now? Anyway, Maura, you got us on with Judge Hubbard. I'm really excited to talk with her. I know Judge Hubbard, known her for a while. I'm excited to talk with her. Are you with us, Judge? No? No. Wow. Well, I guess, well, no, she's going to be coming on now shortly. Okay, fine. Well, you know, one thing, Maura, we've been working on, and I was on with Roop on this last week, is the prison for the women in the state of Michigan.
Right.
We just, you know, three people have died in 30 days. We have two people. One is now like in crisis mode, sepsis.
Yep.
And pray to God she survives, but she's on death's door. We find another young lady, 25, 26 years of age. We went out, you guys went out to the prison yesterday. Tried to get in, and the next thing you know, you had to go out to, St. John's and Maross. That's where she was transferred. This whole story is going to blow up. There is something crazy going on with the medicine and the practice of medicine with what's happening to these women in Huron Valley. Yeah.
Right, and why? And why, you know, people...
I don't get it. We're going to talk about more, but I understand we have Judge Hubbard with us right now. Judge, you with us?
Thank you.
No, thanks for coming on. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
You know, killing myself slowly, working for a living. Just like everybody else. So, you know, Maura told me this. You're going to be running for the probate position, probate judge. You're a judge now in the circuit court, well-respected, you know, have a great seat, and you're making this big switch. Tell me. What gives? Spill the tea. Why do you want to do that?
Well, if you visit my website, hubbardforjudge.com, it's all there. Our court has been closed, our probate court in Wayne County, since COVID. It never reopened under the authority of Tom Boyd, who is a state court administrator appointed by former Chief Justice Bridget McCormick, who has since left. Resigned and took a high-paying position in New York. She left us with Mr. Boyd, who thinks it's just fine for our Wayne County Probate Court to be closed and to be a virtual court. As you know, the Wayne County Probate Court is the largest, busiest probate court in the state of Michigan. It oversees 33,000 cases, 13,000 new filings every year. And right now, the Department of Justice is there in a continued ongoing investigation into corruption. They have issued, I believe, four indictments so far. And, you know, it doesn't seem to be of any concern to Mr. Boyd, who has supervisory control over all the courts in Michigan. So I'm very concerned about what's occurring in our court.
Well, God bless you. I mean, that's a good, you know, definitely cause worth fighting for. And, you know, to have the Department of Justice or any kind of investigation by the feds, always that always raises the eyebrow. What the heck is going on? I do often question, because I do a lot of wrongful death cases. And, you know, we have to open up the estate. I've always questioned, why don't we have any live people over there?
Yeah, I just appeared last week on a Zoom to get it opened.
Really?
Yeah, to get an estate opened.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So is there any rationale for, you know, like why we don't have judges back in the courtroom and bodies over there, Judge?
Not that I can think of. And, you know, I, as you indicated, have a very good position on the civil docket in the circuit court, but I am very concerned. I spent my life in public service, 15 years as a Wayne County commissioner and 4 years as a councilwoman on the Dearborn City Council. And I am just appalled at the stories I'm hearing coming out of that court, the probate court, people who are losing tens of thousands of dollars out of their estates because judges there are appointing their friends as special fiduciaries and other appointments who are then raiding accounts and raiding estates. And this is just more, you know, I mean, this is a continuing problem on top of the court being closed. You know, when it's not open, this is the kind of things that occur, you know, and it's very concerning. There are situations where right now there's an attorney by the name of Sarah Colgrove who is running for probate court as well. And she thinks it's perfectly fine to be engaging judges in ex parte communications.
That's crazy.
While she has tens of thousands of dollars in fee petitions awaiting their approval.
Wow.
This is just a lot of bad things are happening there, and that's why I'm running. I'm trying to clean the place up.
Judge, I have more questions. Can you stay with us? We're going to be right back just after this.
Sure.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back just after this. You know, I have to say we're live. I mean, we're getting more technology over here. We're live on Facebook, too. So that's good. That's good. I love it.
And YouTube, right?
And YouTube, yeah.
Also YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, gotta love
Check
it.
Check us out.
So, Judge Hubbard, I don't know if you know this. My wife, Heather Catalo with WXYZ, she's been doing these stories on probate. I don't know if you've followed them or seen them, but I'm appalled that, you know, some of the things she reports on it tells me. You're spot on with, you know, money gone missing from estates and the like and being paid and, you know, obviously the close down. Of the court. It's not closed, but it's virtual, which seems crazy to me. How do the other judges in Wayne County, you know, on the bench, they come in every how do they react? I mean, there's got to be some inside baseball, you know, with judges talking about, hey, how come that judge gets the day off every day? Oh, did I lose the judge?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
She's just thinking.
Oh, I see. So, you know, I don't know if you've seen my wife's stories, but I was just curious, how are other judges reacting to, you know, a big part of the bench not coming into work?
Well, you know, here's the thing. This couldn't occur without the approval of Tom Boyd. Tom Boyd, as I said, was appointed by the Chief Justice of our Supreme Court, who has since left, but he's still there. He's still there. So under our constitution in Michigan, the Supreme Court has complete unfettered supervisory control over every court in the state of Michigan.
Right.
So unless people complain to Justice Kavanaugh, who's now the Chief Justice, about Mr. Boyd and what he is doing to our local courts, then nothing's going to change. I mean, this man removed two very highly competent women as our chief judge in Wayne County Circuit Court and our chief judge pro tem. They were very effective in their jobs, and they were doing a wonderful job. He didn't like them, or for whatever reason, he was not pleased with them, and so he removed them. Tom Boyd, these are decisions that really, in my opinion, belong in the local control of the courts. The circuit court judges should have had the opportunity to hold an election and elect their chief judge and Chief Judge Pro Tem. Now, when I was a county commissioner for 15 years, that's how our courts were run. There was a lot more local control. So the fact that Mr. Boyd is selecting our chief judges is determining that our Wayne County Probate Court, the largest probate court in the state of Michigan, is suddenly a virtual court. I don't even know if the state legislature is aware of this. I don't know what legal authority Mr. Boyd has to determine that the probate court is now a virtual court because he deems it so. I mean, it's just outrageous. If you go on to the 12th and 13th floors of the city county building, the Coleman A. Young building, and you go to each of those doors of those judges and try to open them,
they're locked. Yeah,
they're locked. You can't get in.
I know.
It's like, hello. I mean, this is outrageous, right?
That is.
It raises questions, too, about does everybody have access to reliable internet, right? It's a probate court. People are there not because they necessarily choose to be, but they have, you know, their heirs or their whatever they have before the court. Do they have reliable internet?
Right.
Can they access it?
Right. I mean, this is really heartbreaking. I get on the elevator because I'm on the 15th floor and I see an elderly man with his son telling me that this was the third trip that they made down to the probate court in one day.
Wow.
And I said, why did you have to? Because we didn't have this right. We didn't bring the right form. They told us to come back. This is just unacceptable. Why should Wayne County residents be treated differently than the rest of the residents in the state of Michigan? They are being treated like second-class citizens, and it's unacceptable, and someone needs to call Chief Justice Kavanaugh and ask her to get the court reopened because she has the authority to do it, and she has the authority to direct Mr. Boyd to do it. But, you know, instead, he has hired the former chief probate judge, Freddie Burton, is now working for Mr. Boyd over at Scale. Mm-hmm. And you have to wonder, what is Freddie Burton doing working at Scale for Tom Boyd? What is the former chief judge of probate court, Milt Mack? He also was hired by the state Supreme Court after he retired. I mean, there seems to be something very wrong with the lack of local control here in our probate court. And then you have attorneys swearing under oath who are testifying under oath that they engage judges in the probate court ex parte routinely while they have tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in attorney fee petitions pending before those judges for their approval. Judge Freddie Burton, the former chief judge of Wayne County Probate Court, who has since retired and now works for Tom Boyd at Scale, is actually endorsing an attorney who has told under oath, who's sworn under oath, that she engages these judges all the time, ex parte, while she has fee petitions pending for their approval. This is illegal. It's against our court rules, as you both know. I'm sure even, you know, non-lawyers know it's not acceptable to talk to judges on an ex parte basis when you're an interested party in the case. And yet this is being approved by as high up as our state Supreme Court Administrator's Office, who is hiring the former chief judge of probate court, who's endorsing candidates who claim they've engaged him in ex parte communications. It's just a mess, Mr. Flood, and it needs to be cleaned up, and people need to be held accountable for what's going on. And like I said, the people who are being victimized are the families of Wayne County who have to have their estates and, you know, their probate matters tried there because they live in Wayne County. And, you know, they're losing serious money on attorney fees who are, you know, people who are being appointed by these judges when they don't need to be appointed, right? I mean, in many cases, there's a court rule that actually tells the court when you must appoint an attorney to a case. And it's very rare. And yet they routinely do it in Wayne County. They appoint their friends. Okay, I'm sure you know about all this. And these attorneys melt the estates. And right now we have the Department of Justice who's indicted two attorneys for doing just that.
Who'd they indict?
And,
or when?
Let me ask you.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. When did they indict? Do you know?
Earlier this year in January.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
They indicted a guardianship company, transportation company, I think, involved.
Actually, I do know the one case. I do know the one case. Yeah, with the sitting judge 3060 and the father and all that. Yeah, that was crazy.
I don't think this is isolated to them. This is
right.
This is entrenched there. I mean, this is going on with multiple attorneys. This is not just about those two individuals. This is about multiple attorneys. I would say 20 to 25 of them who are part of this select group who are routinely appointed by these probate judges, and they make tens of thousands of dollars off of people, families, estates. And the sad truth of the matter is most of these families cannot afford to file appeals. Like in my own family's case, one of the probate judges assigned a special fiduciary.
Mm.
Are you ready for this? Who charged my mother's estate $265,000?
Oh, my goodness. God. You're kidding
me. We're doing nothing.
Oh, my God.
No. And so I've been personally affected by what's going on there, on top of being a sitting circuit court judge.
Yeah.
And really being shocked at what's going on there. And so our Supreme Court and Mr. Boyd needs to do something about this.
Well, we wish you the best. I love your passion. I love the fact that you're standing up for the rights of the citizens of the county of Wayne and sending a message. That's always a big, you know, thing for me when someone does that. And love to hear it. So we look forward to hearing you again and seeing you get onto the probate bench.
Well, thank you. And don't forget to visit hubbardforjudge.com.
Thank you.
All the information you need is there.
Okay. We will. Take care, Judge.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be right back just after this. We have a special guest with Sheriff Bouchard and his son coming on just after this.